Hello, my name is Ilse Henderson. I would just like to share something with you that the Lord placed on my heart for 2021. Now, to explain that, I need to go back to 2019. The Lord placed on my heart end of 2019 that 2020 was going to be a Sabbath year for me. Now, I don't know if you know about Sabbath years, but according to the law of Moses, the Israelites had to have a Sabbath year every seventh year. So basically, they were farmers, they farmed and they worked for 6 years, and the seventh year they rested. They didn't plant anything, and the land and themselves rested. So initially, I was very excited. I thought, wow, 2020 is going to be such a fantastic year. I mean, I'm going to have peace and quiet. I saw sort of a Sabbath year as a year in the Garden of Eden, like a fantastic, wonderful year. Now, as you all know, 2020 wasn't a year like that. It was a very, very stressful year, I think, for all of us. It was a year where I worked very hard, but in other areas that I never expected, like being a teacher and being a domestic worker and doing still a lot of other things, and I wrote a book that I didn't expect I'm going to write, etc., etc. So in that sense, it wasn't a Sabbath year for me. And in the middle, towards the end of the year, I also thought, but I don't understand. I thought this was my Sabbath year. And then the Lord spoke into my heart and he said, you know what? The point of a Sabbath year is, remember, the Israelites earned income through their harvests for 6 years. In the seventh year, they didn't plant, so they didn't have a harvest, so they didn't have income. They had to trust God that the provision in the sixth year was enough to carry them through the seventh year, as well as through the first part of the first year, where they had to plant and then wait till the second half of the first year for the harvest and for their money. And I realized in that instant that God wasn't only talking to me, he was talking to us all. That 2020 was actually a year for some of us of much less income. For some of us, we had to trust him that we won't get sick. We had to trust him for our children's education. We had to trust him that it's okay that we don't have our sports, we don't have our entertainment, we don't have our friends around us, we don't have our families around us, we couldn't make any plans. So it was a year of trust, absolute trust. And now going into 2021, the Lord has placed in my heart for us all that the first part of 2021 is still a part of trusting him. Because now we need to start planting again, but our harvest will only be in the second half of the year. Whether it's financially, whether it's a harvest of seeing your family again, being able to go to the beach, being able to plan a holiday, or your children receiving quality education, whatever your harvest may be, or you want to take your sports to the next level, etc. Whatever your harvest is, it's more to the second half of the year. And that gave me hope. It gave me encouragement, because otherwise, if you look at what's happening, especially now here in South Africa, but actually worldwide, 2021 doesn't look very rosy at all. If you just look at how it started, with the schools also being postponed and no sports being played, and no athletics, no swimming contests, nothing that really gives us joy. And but this gave me hope to realize, but our blessing, our harvest is coming in the second half of the year, and we can trust him. We can trust him this time. And this gave me so much peace, and I hope it'll give peace to you as well, to know that this is a time that, yes, 2020, we had to just trust, but there was no planting. But 2021, we can start planting again. And that really encourages me. And the second thing that God placed on my heart for this year, my theme for this year is, number one, to ask God for lots of things in your life. God says that you have not because you ask not. His word tells us that. So he says, ask and you shall receive, seek and you will find. And I realized in a lot of areas in my life, I never ask God. I just look at the practical implication and there I go and I do my best. But I never really ask God. So he is telling me this year to ask him for all the small things in my life that's important to me. I must ask him. And then the second thing is, then I need to trust him that he will work all things for good in my life. So ask and then trust. And then the third thing, it is Psalm 37 verse 3. It says, trust in the Lord and do good. So the third thing is do good. Wherever you are, there's so many wonderful things going on, and people praying for their health workers, taking food for them, people looking after their friends that's sick. Yes, loved ones speaking again due to this virus. They realized what is really important. Families getting together in a sense. So do good where you can. Help people that have lost a lot. Look out for, we can just do something positive in somebody else's life. So the three things, ask God, then trust in him, and just don't go and, you know, do your own thing. Trust that he will work it out for the best, and then go out and do good. May we all follow those three principles. And also, as I said in my New Year's message that I sent out last year, for those who didn't see it, it's on my website, ilsehenderson.co.za. You can just have a look there. I gave 10 pointers of things that I really believe that will help us in this during this time, things that I learned. And I just want to remind you of a couple of them. The one that just comes up to mind now is just to see the beauty in every day. See the beauty in the flowers. See the beauty in the corn growing. That's what I'm looking at now. The corn growing on the farm right next to us. And there's, in between, there's wild flowers, orange flowers. But that's beautiful. See the beauty in everyday life. And then don't get offended too quickly. Life is too short to get offended too quickly. And then to forgive people and to move on. It takes a lot of energy to hold grudges against anyone. So we must just trust God and forgive everyone else for being human. And also we must get off this treadmill of life that we want to run and run and run and run and run and just go forward and try and make it and in this competition. And it's sort of as if God has taken a lot of competition away during this time, and especially in sports. And it's as if he's saying, but just relax, just focus on what is important. Focus that you do the best you can, and in that you can be an amazing testimony to me. You're welcome to read the rest of it on my website. I posted it there. But may you have hope for 2021. Because hope deferred makes the heart sick. But when you take hope, it's like a tree of life within you. Tree of life. We need to have hope. We cannot lose hope for 2021. God is with us and he's the mighty, awesome one. May God bless you and keep you. May his face shine with favor towards you. And may his grace rain down on you. And may shalom peace live within you. In Jesus' name, amen.